on Triple J. That is Summarize off Little Birdie's last album, Confetti, I believe. Why don't I ask the person who's singing right there, Katie Steele. Hello there.
Hello.
Just getting my facts straight.
Yes.
I also played Half Moon Run from Canada before that in Full Circle. Hello. Welcome back to Australia.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yes, feels really good to be home.
After, 3 years, even more on and off in another country, what was the first thing you did or first thing you planned to do upon getting back here?
I wanted to have a nice Australian coffee because obviously the coffee is really bad in America. Really bad. Had a coffee and just chilled. The air is different. I sound like, you know, kind of spacey saying that, but the air
is
definitely different in Australia. It's beautiful to be back. There's like more trees and it just feels nice.
Less cars, less people.
Yeah.
Nice. And what have you missed? It's things that you sort of went, oh,
obviously,
I've got to
friends. And I've missed playing shows a lot. You know, because I kind of moved over there and I was playing shows, but I kind of didn't want to play, I didn't want to perform until I had finished the album, like, because I was doing such a different, like, the new stuff is so different, so I didn't really want to play around, like, on the acoustic, doing that whole thing. It just didn't feel right, so I kind of have been holding off until now. So tonight I am going to be pulling some crazy moves.
I heard not only crazy moves, but I heard there's some crazy costumes as well.
I've got my best friends making these amazing costumes for me. It's very Grace Jones.
Oh, I'm nice.
Gold.
And oh, she, but Grace Jones.
I'm not as hot as Grace Jones, but I'm definitely trying.
All in the eye of the beholder. But she wears very, very tight clothing, Grace Jones, and she's very limber.
Yeah.
You've seen Grace Jones album cover. She's like leaning right back and
Baby, you better get ready.
Done your calisthenics to get ready for it.
Well, I was using the aerobics bike this morning at the hotel.
Oh, the hotel. So, this is the thing about Australia, aerobics bikes in hotels. In America, they have donut bars.
I know. You want to get fat? Hang out.
That's it. Welcome to Well. You've done very well. We have a brand new song. I'm going to play in a little while. In fact, I want to also talk about a great review that the song got, Fire Me Up, got.
Oh, my God. Is that the one from the Facebook?
That's the one from the... Yeah. In fact, just talking about surviving Hurricane Sandy, Katie Steele.
Whoa.
Well, you were in New York when all that stuff went down.
Yeah, I was.
Yes. But you're back here now.
Yes.
And you have been busy.
So busy.
What I read that, in fact, no, I didn't read. I heard when you spoke to Tom and Alex that you really.
Hang on, I didn't speak to Tom and Alex.
That you had trouble getting inspired. You moved to New York because it was like a musical muse, but then you had trouble. You're sort of so overwhelmed by the place. How do you get inspired in a place like that when you're feeling kind of overwhelmed?
I think you just have to like go through the motions, and that's kind of what happened. Like. What happened was I moved there and I was writing, but I was going through a lot of changes, you know, because obviously, you know, I decided to give the band a break and, you know, at the time that was, you know, not everyone was really into that idea except for me. So that was kind of, had to deal with that. Everyone's obviously cool now, but, you know, it was just, I had to kind of just find my own voice. Like I was writing in Little Birdie, and that's kind of not what I wanted to do for the first year. Like I wrote like 50 songs for this record. Like I wrote so many different types of songs, and I kind of just had to, you know, learn how to produce. Like, cause all the new stuffs, I've produced a lot of it myself. So I had to kind of like find some drum machines, and I had to work out how to like program drums, and then I had to like learn how to use like MIDI and how to use plugins properly, and you know, I kind of had to really experiment. So it takes a while, you know.
To like create the band out
basically
of yourself.
Basically do it all yourself. And then the other thing is that I'm completely DIY now, so I don't have a label. It's all independent. So I had to kind of fund that and work all that out. And it's like I've gone through a lot, you know. It's a bit of a change from being in a band with three other people. It's a bit different.
Yeah,
so.
And also being in a country where, you know, your name isn't that well known. You haven't got, you know, like 8 songs on the Hottest 100 over there or whatever.
Yeah.
Can I ask, Katie, did you have to have a job in America?
I actually haven't. I'm quite, you know, I'm a good little spender, but no, I've just been
living
off my publishing. Thank you, Sony ATV. But I mean, it wasn't, you know, it wasn't a lot. I mean, it's not heaps, but just get by.
Yeah, I mean, the whole New York, Brooklyn thing is, it's renowned as being one of the cheapest places in the world to live.
It is. I mean, compared to, we were just talking about that on the break, but I can't believe how expensive Sydney is now.
Wow. So you can actually get by as an Australian songwriter in America.
I can, but give me 6 months. And
why don't we taste the proof of the pudding? That was a very strange mixed metaphor from Triple J. I want to play the song Fire Me Up, which is the first song we've heard from Katie Steele, from you solo, from this new stuff. Now, the proof of the pudding. Now, Dom Alessio played this for the first time a few weeks ago, and before we listen to it, in case you haven't heard it before, let me set the scene. Mm-hmm. With this review, which you so nicely put up on Facebook.
I couldn't believe it.
The next time someone asks what makes you hot, your answer will be Katie Steele. After listening to her smoking single, Fire Me Up, initially the foxy front woman from Little Birdie, Steele has now decided to slide solo down the pole. Yes, that is what was said, making a quick and steamy entrance into our souls.
Seriously?
Anyway.
Who wrote that?
If it was you, let us know. And if not, see what you reckon. See if
that Rad, is that cowboy.
This is Katie Steele and Fire Me Up on Triple J. Maybe. On Triple J, that is Katie Steele and Fire Me Up, the first taste of some new stuff from Katie, who is back from Brooklyn and playing some gigs in town, including Good God in Sydney tonight. Katie, there it was on the radio.
Sounds pretty good, right?
Do you think it was sensual songstress Steele knows how to work a crowd with her sassy, sanguine and seductive style?
Oh, yeah, baby.
That was just one of the reviews. The review's coming in the text line, though. Love it, love it, love it. Been a fan of Katie, a big fan of Katie and Little Birdie for a long time. Super glad she has some new tunes out. Absolutely amazing. Welcome back, Katie. Heart, aww, heart. Katie Steele, my favourite Aussie singer. Spelt favourite wrong, though, Rowan. That's all right. The Americans.
Come on, mate. Finished. Come on. Okay. You can pay that doctor. You can pay that one.
Okay, Rowan, you win. So you've got this the one new song, and I imagine that there's many more. You whittled down 50 into an album.
Yes. There's 12.
Great.
What other information would you require from that sentence?
The two I would like to know is how do they all sound, and when are we going to hear them?
It was really hard picking the first song to give the world because they're all really different sounding. It kind of covers a whole bunch of genres. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of synths and stuff on this new stuff. There's a lot of really heavy drums. A lot of kind of, I hate the word tribal, but it kind of has like it's very rhythmic. What I've done is very rhythmic, but it's still pop. It's still classic kind of melody. Mm-hmm. Should I keep going?
Yeah, no. Well,
10 hours
you
later.
Said you did this all yourself. So were you playing the drums yourself or finding the drums?
No, so I did all the drum programming, but then we went into this studio and I worked with this guy, Joel Hamilton, who's done Tom Waits and Sparkle Horse and Pretty Lights. Really cool producer. And we basically took everything that I'd done and we kind of so then we kind of reproduced that and we put all like my weird MIDI sounds through like these really warm analog preamps and kind of made all the digital stuff sound analog and made it sound more beefy. And then we had added like real bass and real drums. So it kind of made it sound like a real band, you know.
And it's just the guy that did Tom Waits. So
yeah. Just, you know.
So now you're back in Australia and you've got these shows. I'll list them out. Tonight at Good God, The Toff in Melbourne, tomorrow night, Jive Bar in Adelaide on the 5th, which is Friday. And then a little bit of a break, the 10th at Alhambra Lounge in Brisbane. And at the 11th, playing the Art Gallery of Western Australia in Perth, a hometown show at an art gallery.
Yep, not bad.
This is what you do now.
No. Come on.
That's good. I think it's great. I mean, the art's good.
There's actually an exhibition for with some New York photography, I think. So that's kind of why it all links up nicely. And you can come in and see some photos as well.
And listen to some rock and roll with your kick-ass band, as you said.
Yes, so good. I have an amazing band. I have a bass player over from New York, and then I stole my brother's drummer from Empire of the Sun, Tony.
Isn't they got a new album? Isn't he busy?
No, they start like a week after. It's so funny. Like, I've been away for 3 years. Luke's been working on his record for like 5 years, and we both happened to put out something in the same week. That's funny, isn't it?
Yes, so you're
bizarre.
You're sharing his stuff. I think we're actually hearing the first Empire of the Song Sun next Monday, I think.
Oh, cool, because so you'll hear it before me. awesome. I love my brother. He's such a nice person.
I think it's after 3 years you haven't seen him for, and the sibling rivalry, the competition, the nibbling is still going on.
I am going to kick his ass.
You there? You heard it here first, Luke. And steal your drummer.
I already stole your drummer, bro. Look out. Sid, you better look out. I'm coming for you.
So when are we going to hear this album? Your album, not your brother's. I don't care about that. That's next week's worries. When are we going to hear your new album? And what are you doing after this, after these little shows?
What am I doing after this? I'm probably going to go get some sushi. Would you like to join?
No, I've got
to
do the rest of the show. Mark Fennell's coming in about 10 minutes' time. After these shows, are you going to stay in Australia with us or are you going to head back over to America?
No, I'm going back, man. I've got to go back over there and blow away some New York peeps. We've got to go back and, like, play some shows.
Oh, it says gigs, not weapons. Got it. Good. And when are we going to? When are we going to hear the tunes? This is what happens. It's been like 3 years since I've spoken to you. We've just gone straight back into ridiculous mode.
The tunes. Sorry. Yes. Yeah. Back to that. Not sure. I'll let you know about that. Keep on the Facebook because, like I said, it's DIY. We've got the song up on SoundCloud. We've got it out on Bandcamp. You can pay for it if you want it, or you can have it for free. We just want people to love it. And I'll be back soon, I think.
Cool. A
couple of months, I think.
All right. Well, make it super quick.
Okay.
There you go. On Triple J. Thank you very
much. Thank you so much.
It's the Doctor on Triple J.